Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 13, 1804. Day 123 of the expedition. Camped on the larboard under a bluff near present-day Waccamaw, South Dakota. Over the weekend, on September the 11th, George Shannon rejoined the party. He had left to go hunting from the Omaha village with two horses, and believing that the boat was ahead of him, pushed on as long as he could. He was exhausted and had decided to wait for the possibility that a trader's boat might rescue him. He had only one horse with him, the other one having given out. Shannon shot up all his ammunition and, as Captain Clark put it, liked to have starved to death in a land of plenty. He had been gone a total of 16 days, subsisting on grapes and a rabbit the last 12 days. Today closes the first episode of The Adventures of George Shannon. Look forward to another similar adventure in the future. Captain Lewis writes,
"Killed a blue-winged teal and a porcupine. Found the porcupine in a cottonwood near the river on the larboard shore. The leaves of the cottonwood were much destroyed, as were those of the cottonwood trees in its neighborhood. I therefore suppose that it fed on the foliage of the trees at this season. The flesh of this animal is pleasant and wholesome food. The quills had not yet obtained their usual length. It has 4 long toes before on each foot, and the same number behind, with the addition of 1 short one on each hind foot on the inner side. The toes of the feet are armed with long black nails, particularly on the forefeet. They weigh from 15 to 20 pounds. They resemble a sloth very much in form of their hands or forefeet. The teeth and eyes are like the beaver. Captain Meriwether Lewis, September 13, 1804.
Captain Clark did write a short entry today, but most of it duplicated Captain Lewis's description of the porcupine. He also wrote course and distance entries, but they are for the days of the 8th and 9th of September. Writing this data after the date was not an unusual procedure. Tomorrow, pronghorns and jackrabbits.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.